Hello, grandkids, and welcome to the Stunt Granny audio interview series. This is Kevin DeFrango. With us this week is Magnum CK of the production, who will be at the We've Got a Dill Emma event for Absolute Intense Wrestling in Cleveland, Ohio on February the 23rd. His team, the production, will take on No Consequences. How are you doing tonight, Mr. CK?
Oh, I'm doing great so far. You know, you got to be careful with the title of the show, though, you know, because more formally known as so-and-so and this and that, you know, you never know when New York's listening in, you know. If you hit that Emma too hard, you know, they get a cease and desist or something.
I am glad they did not do that. I do think that it is some fairly clever marketing. It does not hurt the situation that she, as I've been told, is very attractive even in person. I kind of figured from the pictures. But hey, you know, I guess if you need confirmation in person, have at it.
Well, I think any time that somebody can come from national television exposure and come to your town, it's worth going and checking out. Because you never know, it could be the end of the road, you know. They could snap her up again next week, so you might as well. If you don't need another reason, of all the hundreds of reasons to come out to the show, if you want to meet and greet Emma, I think that's a great reason to come on down. But every single AIW card, every single time, is stacked top to bottom. And I do happen to know that if you're planning on coming, I would not wait for tickets at the door, because the inside scoop that I'm getting is that there's very likely going to be a turnaway crowd for this show. So some of the regular guys who show up to all the shows are talking about they're starting to get worried if they can just come to the door or not and get tickets. So even the regulars are starting to order their tickets online. So I highly suggest shop.aiw. It's actually shop.aiwrestling.com for tickets. That's the best place. That's your best bet. Otherwise, you're going to get turned away, most likely.
Absolute Intense Wrestling, I think, has done a great job of getting a very quality group of wrestlers that are on the out in the independent world at this point. And Tennille Dashwood is, I think she's a good wrestler too, at least from what I've seen. And I believe she's taking on Britt Baker, whom is also a very good wrestler. So there should be a quality matchup involved in this whole thing too.
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't. I think that's a given. I think you have two top level performers. And I think that's what you're going to see, you know. So that's, luckily, that's even just one bright spot on a card full of a five star lineup, you know.
Well, you do happen to have a five-star problem in your matchup against No Consequences. There is Trey Lamar, AJ Gray, Chase Oliver, Josh Bishop, and Gary the King Baller. And your unit of the production is short one person.
Well, we don't really know what's going on as of right now. It's a weird situation, you know. Colby Red's advertised. He's the method actor, so God knows where he is half the time. So we're just counting on. There have been some rumblings here and there and everywhere, you know, different things going on. So I guess the best thing that I can tell you is that you know, we've been very fortunate. The production. You know, we don't really, we're just out for each other, to be perfectly honest. I mean, I don't think we really care what anyone thinks of us, because I think, for the most part, we all know that we're easily the most entertaining people on any card that we're ever on, because that's just our theatrical nature. That's how we do it. And so I think the great thing about it is, you know, fans seem to be curious about us, you know. Have you seen my entrance at AIW? You ever watched my entrance at AIW?
I have not seen your entrance in AIW.
Well, the problem is AIW fans, they stand up when everybody comes out. And that's fine. That's acceptable. But I'm a very large man, very tall, very muscular man. So I extend my hands out with my beautiful cape on, which I will be debuting. Actually, debuting a new cape and a new outfit for AIW next week. And I extend my hand, my wingspan, full wingspan, and I slowly march around the ring. And people don't get out of the way, so they get slapped in the face, and that's their problem. But so the good thing is, for some reason, the fans seem to be interested in us. They seem to love the production. We could take it or leave it because we're going to be great and do whatever we do, no matter what the fans think. So if you're curious to know what's going on with the production and whether Colby Red's going to show up, I know there have been some videos leaking here and there. Maybe there's a writer. We have a writer we've reached out to for the production. So if you want to know what's going to find out there, you just have to show up. You have to buy your tickets early and get there.
Yeah, and the other definite members of your team, would you say that Derek, the director, is the man in charge of the production?
Well, here's the production. It's a true ensemble affair in true theater fashion. So Frankie Flynn is the leading man. He absolutely is the centerpiece of the production. And Derek, director, he's kind of the rudder to the ship, right? So we all have our jobs on the ship. Frankie's the captain of the ship, and Derek, director, is kind of turning the rudder, kind of guiding us as we go, because, you know, productions are a big job. There are a lot of jobs, and there's really not anything like us in professional wrestling, so it takes a lot of people. You know, Eddie Only is our stagehand. He sets everything up for us. He makes sure all the mics are checked and working for us. He makes sure all my outfits are in order and placed out neatly. And you know, when we need some help in the ring, he can sneak in and do that for us too, you know. So he can put together and take apart that whole building, you know, in an hour and a half if he had to. You know, he's been on the road. He's toured. You know, he's had tons of experience. So really, we have all the bases covered. And, you know, reaching out to this new writer, I think that's going to be a new page, pardon the pun, for the production going forward.
Well, are you looking to turn the page in this feud, since it has started to fester here the last couple of months since Rulers of the World?
You know, I think by the time this hits the air, maybe my video will probably have hit online as well. I talk about this. You know, no, I'm not looking. We're not looking to turn the page on this. We're looking to close the book. It's time. There's not going to be an epilogue. There's not going to be a sequel. Consequences aren't even going to be a footnote by the end of this, because we're finished. It's time to move on. We're going to once and for all prove that there's only one group in AIW or in Cleveland and just in professional wrestling in general. We're getting there. We're working our way up. But there's one definitive group in professional wrestling in the 21st century, and it's the production. And No Consequences, great, fine. Young, hungry kids, that's fantastic. That's great. I don't really care. Because the deal is, the production works as a unit. If you watch any of our matches, everything is thought through. Everything is, there's strategy involved, and everything we do, everything makes sense. We have a game plan, and that's not just, you know, sports talk or whatever. It's legitimate. We always have a plan. We always know how we're going to do what we're going to do, when we're going to do it, and who's going to take care of it. So I don't think there's any group in professional wrestling right now that functions that way. So what we've done is we've taken kind of the old strategy of, like, all right, we're going to go into this match, we're going to know what we're going to work on, we're going to know who the weak link is, and we're going to take them out, and that's how we're going to win. And it's worked for us.
That is always what one hopes for, I would suppose. Do you have any weak spots that you think that you can exploit with No Consequences?
Of course, I think we've shown their weak spots time and time again. We've been very successful against No Consequences. Now, I will say, at Death Row, which was the last show at AI that we were at for AIW, there was a bit of a snafu. We had two separate matches. Frankie and I were very successful. We were bigly successful in our match. And the other match fell apart a little bit. You know, our guys, they they had their strategy, but, you know, it just wasn't firing on all cylinders. And that just goes to show you that the production is a group. You know, we all need to be together. And Frankie and I actually wanted to be at ringside during that match so we could help kind of, you know, keep the team spirit together. But, you know, we weren't allowed to go out there, you know, because there were already six guys out there and everything. And, as you know, you can't hold a manager's license and a wrestler's license at the same time. So it's a difficult situation. It's something that we've been, you know, maybe our new writer, maybe he can petition something, maybe he can put something together for us. But I think more than anything, you know, the production has grown exponentially, and it's grown almost every month since its inception, right? So lots of new members have hopped on board. There's been some ebbs and flows right now. There's some backstage things going on, you know. With any growing group like this, you have to break a few eggs to make a nice omelet, if you know what I mean. So I think that what you're going to see at Dilemma is an actual finalized production firing on all cylinders like you've never seen before. And I can tell you we're in constant contact with each other. We're always talking. We're always thinking, like, what can we do this time? How can we get to that? You know, they might... No consequences might know what to expect from us. We've been in the ring with them on three separate occasions now. And like I said, we are going to make sure that this is the final chapter of the story. And I think everybody knows how that chapter is going to end. And I don't think it's going to end with no consequences with their hand raised. I think that's completely ridiculous to think, because as I said, the production, just, we work together. I always say the same thing. We're at five hearts beating the same blood. That's exactly what it is. I can look over at Derek Director and just even give him a look, and he knows exactly what it's time for, and he knows what to do, because we talk about this stuff. We plan it out. We're in constant communication. So really, it's becoming a brotherhood, and I think that's something that I like to say that professional wrestling's ready for it, but I'm not sure. But either way, we're here. And so, ready or not, the production's aren't here, so it doesn't really make a difference whether the world's ready for it or not, because what the production's going to do is wrap the world around ourselves. We're not worried about fitting into anyone's mold. We're all very, very different people and performers with very different experiences and outlooks on things, but we bring that together, and we all accentuate our positives, and we all cover each other's negatives, if that makes sense.
It makes complete sense. Do you guys have any theatrical aspirations after this event that you're aiming for?
Well, that remains to be seen. You know, we'll see how this plays out. I mean, I don't even mean how I think the match is going to end up. We'll just see how we feel, because we're really getting to the point where we're becoming one of the strongest groups in professional wrestling history. So we're getting to the point where we can just start calling the shots. You know, it just depends on who looks at Frankie sideways in the back, you know, or maybe steps on the edge of my cape or something, you know. So I think when the production's around, you better mind your P's and Q's, as they say. You better tiptoe. I want everybody – Frankie's made it very clear that he wants everybody backstage – tiptoeing around eggshells around the production, because there's nothing hotter coming up in professional wrestling right now. There's nothing better. I mean, there's not a more money group than the production. So I think we're already starting to flex those muscles. And with Frankie's leadership, I don't see any reason why we couldn't be the biggest thing in professional wrestling history. So basically, we get to do whatever we want, and there's not really much anyone can do about it, because whoever we want to go through next, let's say maybe even the unthinkable happens. Let's play devil's advocate. Let's say the roof caves in and lands on us, and somehow no consequences came out unscathed through this whole thing. Maybe somehow they, you know, they weren't ruined in the process. Maybe we decide we want one more shot at it. I don't know. So we're just going to have to play it by ear. We'll see how it plays out on February 23rd. But one thing is for sure, that no matter what happens, anytime, and I'll say this for anytime the production's involved, but I even have the T-shirts for Magnum CK for myself, that they say it right on the front: no matter what happens, you will be sports entertained.
Excellent. You can see that February 23rd, next weekend in Cleveland, for Absolute Intense Wrestling. The event is named We've Got a Dilemma. So thank you for joining us, Magnum CK, and we will see you after the event.
Thanks a lot for having me. Hey, you know, yeah, we'll see you after the event. We'll just talk about how great it went and what's next for the production.